Washington squad, and Bob Belzer for your Albia Blue Demons. Right now, the team score is currently 18-12. In the two contested matches that we have had tonight, your very own Zach Davis at 285 scored the pin. Also, Shadow Leshen, he scores a pin. And here in the first period, Bob Belzer with a duck under, gets behind, puts a headlock in, and now he's got the reverse half. He's a little bit high, but he's got a five-point move working, folks, and he's trying to pin his opponent with 44 seconds to go. Bob Belzer, back up 126-pounder. Looks to me like he can get it done here. If he can reverse the half, he's chest-to-chest with 35 seconds to go. Long time for Christian Porin for the old Washington Demons. It's the Blue Demons versus the Demons. It's Bob Belzer on top, 5-0. He's got his opponent rolled up with 20 seconds remaining, trying to use a butcher to get the pin, and it looks like he's going to with 16 seconds to go.
Great job, Belzer, coming up 126. We're going to see all the wrestlers kind of step up different weight classes in order to fill all these spots. Joe, those open spots really are going to cost us in these dual meets, but that was a big win for Bobby Belzer and this Blue Demon team.
Beautiful thing about it is, folks, we've only got one open spot left, so scoreboard says 18-18, and Blake Lawless takes the mat, and Washington does not send out a wrestler, Jason. It's a forfeit for Blake Lawless. That makes the score essentially tied, 24-24, with the Blue Demons being open at 95.
Now it's just going to be head up wrestling.
Heads up wrestling, and that's the way we like it. The old Albia Blue Demons came out on fire tonight. They've got four wins all by pin, and Caleb White takes the open. So make it 30-18 officially on the scoreboard.
Interesting.
Very interesting, folks. Anyway, give you guys an update on the scoring. We started the competitive matches at 285 pounds. Zach Davis took the mat after the Albia opened at 220 and wore his opponent down, pinned him in the third period with a really good job. Shadow Leshen put down a takedown clinic in the first period, and he got his business done, getting that first period pin over Michael Ellington from Washington. And then it was Bob Belzer over Christian Porin. Bob got it done. And now, with a couple of forfeits by Blake Lawless and Caleb White, Dalton Fulkers takes the mat at 145 pounds. His opponent looks to be Matt Grody. Matt Grody from Washington. Dalton Fulkers for Albia. And we're underway. First period, 145 pounds. This is Team Duel Regional Action. It's the Albia Blue Demons versus the Washington Demons. So Blue Demons versus regular Demons, Jason, and you don't see that very often
high
school.
Good matchup right here. 145, Fulkers in on single leg, elevates, gets it off the ground, got all that ankle, now he gets the leverage, drops him down, has the takedown.
And a real nice mechanical job there. Super quick there is Dalton Fulkers. Elevates that leg, works the sweep, gets it done. Now, deep waist ride on the left side for Fulkers. 107 remains, first period, 145 pounds. Fulkers, deep waist on the left, tries to head and hole on the right. He's still got Grody from Washington broken down. Still riding hard. Now he gets off the deep waist, comes up top, off the hips, and bars the arm on the left side. Two on one, two hands on one hand. Now he tries to reach for a half Nelson on the other side. Grody still broken down, and Jason, looks to me like Dalton Fulkers very, very much in control of this match. Still only 2-0 the score, but really haven't seen anything out of Matt Grody from Washington up to this point.
No, and Dalton's doing a good job of breaking him down, the mat, setting up where he wants to make a run here. 25 seconds to go.
Now he's trying to work a chicken wing. He's off the hips. He's out front.
He's about to turn this over, and if he can run this, Joe.
Grody up to his base for a second there, and Dalton Fulkers has to spin back behind, get on the hips. And with 10 seconds to go, it looks like we're going to go to the second period with a 2-0 score here in this 145-pound match. Live high school dual wrestling action, Albia versus Washington.
You wonder why they didn't send those wrestlers out. Maybe there was an injury, or they're worried about getting one of their guys hurt that maybe is going to qualify or has a chance to qualify for a state. It just makes you really wonder.
Well, I'm certain that Mitchell Hora at 138 pounds qualified for their squad for district, and you know, maybe their dissension plan on their weight did not coincide with this dual meet. And there's some controversy, folks, about having this team dual event, because wrestling is an individual sport and a team sport. And there's a nice ankle pick there by Dalton Fulkers. Both wrestlers on top neutral zone.
Oh,
and they're
Dalton
taking down, trying to get back points. A nice dump there by Dalton Folkers. Folks, 145 pounds, the score now 4-1. Dalton just cutting to start this second period. Before the second period even started, he gave him the escape. So nice job there by Dalton taking his opponent down. And Matt Grody trails now 4-1 for the Washington Demons. Dalton doing the same thing he did throughout most of the first period after he took him down, riding him real hard here. But I think a lot of the wrestlers, folks, with the individual competition coming up Saturday, you know, district meet, you got to advance from district to state, and that is the big deal from the individual side. So two things going on here as Dalton just cuts him. 4-2 score now. Looks like Dalton's going to be looking for another sweep, a single leg. There, he's
nice
in on
deep.
A single leg.
Nice quick move by Folker. Going to elevate that up, Joe. That was really quick.
Nice sweep there. Same move that he took him down with in the first period. Nice job by Grody putting a whizzer in. But Dalton drags him back to the middle of the mat with 41 seconds left. He needs to get the trip. There it is. And there's the two-point takedown. 6-2 the score now. Coach Wenger, a little animated right there. Didn't think he appreciated the roughness of that whizzer that was being applied there by Grody. But it's wrestling.
Yep.
It's wrestling.
Yeah, I didn't see anything that was too malicious or vicious. It's, like you said, this is a sport that's.
But we are going to have a little bit of a blood time here. They're attending to Dalton Folkers over there at the medical table. So he is over there getting that taken care of. Looks like they might be working on his thumb that's taped up, Jason.
Yeah, you know, he's really had a battle this season, and then the thumb. Talked to him a little bit after the meet last week. He was taking some ibuprofen to kind of cut that pain down. Still in there. Want to avoid getting any inflammation. You know, you wonder, too, you know, if you've qualified now to go on to districts. This goes back to the whole issue with these team duels.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, that's generational tough right there on the mat for the Albion Blue Demons right now, folks. Dalton Folker, his dad, one of the toughest ever for the Albion Blue Demons in the mid-'80s. He's out there competing for him right here in the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Teens. Can you believe it? We are in the teens of the 21st century.
Well, they tried to do a sit-out. Dalton covered that back up. 21 seconds to go here. Second period. Folkers out in front, 6-2. Albia as a team over Washington, 30-18.
Excellent performance here by the Albia Blue Demons. Competing very, very hard at 145 pounds here is Dalton Folkers. He leads 6-2. He's given up a couple of escapes that he really just cut him. As we count down through the final seconds of the second period, he's got 3 takedowns to his opponent's 2 escapes. 6-2 your score. 145 pounds in this regional dual contest. The winner of this one will probably go up against the squad from Mediapolis. They are currently in a dog fight with the Williamsburg squad on the mat just to our left. As Dalton Folkert covers his opponent here. And there is a little roly-poly there. And we don't have any scoring yet. And we're going to be off the mat. And that was a whole lot of rolling there, folks. A couple rolls, and then Dalton tried to get his leg in. And then there was some more rolling. But we're going to go back, and Dalton will get set on the bottom. His opponent, Grody, covers. And it'll be either Mediapolis or Williamsburg. But, folks, Mediapolis, number 3 ranked in the state. They don't have a wrestler on their squad that doesn't have a winning record. And they are going to be
they're tough top to bottom.
They're going to be tough top to bottom. We'll probably be looking at them. As Dalton Folkers hits a nifty switch there, gets the reversal with 1:30 to go here, third period action.
Stalemate.
But it's 8-2 the score. Dalton Folkers with a reversal there makes the score 8-2. And boy, Jason, we've got some great sponsors for Blue Demons Wrestling coming up for the state tournament. Can't say enough who supported us last year. We're going to have them again this year. Of course, yourself and myself. We've got Summers Insurance and Quality Ag Service. And
Community First Credit Union, People's State Bank.
The First Iowa State Bank there on the square, leaving it on the square.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Food. Of course, Hy-Vee with a helpful smile in every aisle.
Yep. And Dalton Folkers gets his opponent broken down here with a minute remaining in the third period. He leads 8-2 at 145 pounds. Live high school dual wrestling action in the regionals It's Albia versus Washington. Right now, Albia enjoying an 18-30 lead, but Albia does have that open weight at 195 coming up later. So Dalton Fulker's doing what he can here with a six-point lead. Going to try to turn him over and maybe get an extra bonus point for the Blue Demons here.
Fulker's in control the entire way. 8-2. Needs to get another 2 points to get that extra point for the team. 30-18, your team score. For those who are new to dual wrestling.
And tell you how hard, folks, that Dalton Fulkers is working. He's working on top as hard as he can, and his opponent just got called for stalling. He leads by 6 points, and he is outworking his Washington Demon opponent so hard that he just got called for stalling.
He gets a tilt in here. He's got 7 seconds. Nope, he's not going to be able to get that done.
Great win for Dalton Fulkers, though. Good tune-up for Saturday's contest. It'll be district wrestling action individuals for the Blue Demons. They take 7 to the district in Knoxville on Saturday. Dalton Fulkers, the bandaged warrior. He's got the plug in his nose from the nosebleed. He's got the finger taped up, and he walks off the mat victorious. 8-2 the score at 145 pounds.
All right, we're moving to 145, and Hugh Sinclair is going to come out.
It's like Hugh Sinclair against Tanner Knupp. Hugh at 152 pounds. Coming in here, a junior. Knupp, the junior. Knupp, a qualifier for the Washington squad. And at the center of the mat, both wrestlers a little cagey there. Underway, 152 pounds. Now the score is 18-33. Your Albia Blue Demons lead this one. And Sinclair on the mat there at 152 pounds for Albia. It's Tanner Knupp for Washington.
You took a nice shot there. Dropped down, dropped levels. Nearly got the knee. Right at the edge of the mat. Circling around. Trying to get the angle.
Pretty cool tattoo there on the Washington wrestler there, Jason. You catch that on the left side.
Put those glasses on Doc Adler, one of our sponsors.
Dr. Adler sponsoring the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Squad. Tied up at the edge of the mat now after the restart at 152 pounds. No score. 120 remains here. First period action. Albia Blue Demons out front 18-33 in this contest. And there's a double leg shot by Sinclair. Sprawl by Knupp. Sinclair now gives up the double leg. But
good job.
Nice job there. Knupp spun around. And Sinclair in on a single leg now. And really, Albia being the aggressor.
Yeah, they're definitely the aggressors in the wrestling mat right now. And they have been the entire way here.
Sinclair now, Knupp's got him in a front headlock here with 46 seconds to go. He backs out and gets away from it. Good job there by Hugh Sinclair.
Circling towards the center of the mat, 39 seconds to go.
Boy, there's another shot in there by Sinclair and good sprawl by Knupp. And all that, there's
it's
a double leg by Sinclair.
Sinclair.
But he shot with his arms out a little bit and the underhook on his arm there by Knupp. So Sinclair needs to clear that arm and get his head up off the mat. Probably shot from a little bit far out there, Jason.
A little bit far out, but he's wanted to be the aggressor. You know, sometimes you get a little tired of waiting for the other guy to come.
Well, stalemate's been called here, and that's probably good for the Albia team. So with 15 seconds to go, we'll restart at the center of the mat. And Washington wrestler just backs right out to start it off. It looks like we're going to have no score going to the second period, Jason.
Well, you took the shots, and there he's on a double leg. Right as 4 seconds to go. He's not going to have the time to elevate this once again. The sprawl out there by the Washington wrestler. But Hugh Sinclair being the aggressor here. Albia, the team out in front, 33-18. Washington, the Demons, taking on the Blue Demons of Albia. And, Joe, for those listeners back home, maybe had to understand the dual wrestling scores and how it works for a team. On a 4 foot or a pin, the team that wins gets the 6 points.
Yeah, if either wrestler is unable to continue, or if there is a 4 foot or a pin, it's a 6 points. If one wrestler at any point in time gets ahead by 15 points, then it is called a technical fall, and that's 5 points. As Hugh takes his opponent back down to the mat after a nice stand up there by Knupp, and for a decision of 8 points or more, it's a major decision. That's 4 points. And in the event of anything less than 8 point win, it is 3 points to the winning team.
Right
so
now.
There's another stand up by Knupp. And Sinclair trying to take him down in danger of getting called for stalling. He does get him broke down just in time before the stalling gets called. Now Sinclair in there with deep waist ride, breaking down, but right back up to his base is Knupp. Sinclair now working back on the legs. There's 1:15 left in the second period. No score. This period started with Washington Wrestler on the bottom. Sinclair now in with deep waist right and a Granby roll, and he gets out. That was a good Granby roll there by Nup, and he rolled right over the top of the shoulders of the Albia wrestler, Hugh Sinclair, to get out for the first scoring in the period. And then
another
Sinclair
nice
right back in on a
you.
Nice shot, but a sprawl there by Nup. And I tell you what, other than that one Granby roll, haven't seen anything out of Washington in this match.
No, it's been Hugh's been the aggressor. It's been that way the entire way. Here's a spin trying to get away was. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm having a hard time keeping up with
We're at 152. You're looking at Mediapolis there, Jason.
That's my
flip
problem.
That page over as Hugh Sinclair hit on another single leg and another sprawl by Nup. And pretty soon we're going to have some kind of a stalling call there on the Washington wrestlers. Really not doing anything for the duration of the first period and here while they're on their feet in the second. And there's Sinclair now in on another double. And now they're out of bounds. So we'll restart it with 18 seconds to go. 1-0 the score. Washington on top, 1-0.
Sinclair, been the aggressor here, 16 seconds to go. The only point coming on an escape.
And really, Hugh needs to keep the pressure on and make sure that we get a stall call here in the second period instead of waiting until the third.
There's a shot, you and a single leg.
And there
it is
again, a sprawl by Nup and just really not seeing anything out of Washington right here other than a backup sprawl. Hugh takes down to start the third period, folks. 1-0 the score. We're getting set in the third period. Hugh Sinclair trailing.
A reversal here would be huge.
Reversal would be much better than an escape, but there's a stand-up. And take it back down to the mat. Hugh tries again. He's on his base at the edge of the mat. Broken down. Out of bounds with 1:45 to go in the third period. Sinclair needs to
bust out there quick.
Bust out there, stand up, switch, sit out, switch, something fast, a couple moves put together here at 152 pounds, gets the Blue Demons on top.
Did a good job with the first move, countered there by Nup.
Now Nup with the deep waist ride in. Now he tries the corkscrew.
Again, not a lot of action even out of Nup in the top position.
No, he's got the arms barred now. Hugh just needs to get two on one, clear his arms, and with 1:22 to go here in this period, trailing 1-0, he needs to get going and make something happen.
Got to his knees. Now he's trying to work his way up. Nup keeps the pressure high and heavy, and we're going to have a stalemate.
Have a stalemate, and I think the official is telling him right now, boys, you're going to have to make something happen. With 1:11 to go, there's going to be a stall call pretty soon, Jason.
Hugh gets a quick stand-up now. He's trying to get the switch out. He's up on his feet, trying to get those hands separated. Nup brings him back down to the mat.
Now Nup with a half Nelson, and after he brings him back down, Hugh wipes it off, gets his base with 1 minute to go, folks. 1-0 the score at 152 pounds. Hugh Sinclair trailing.
50 seconds and counting.
Sinclair back to his base now. Try that stand-up again. The fans are admonishing him. Got to go, got to go. And that's right, with 43 seconds to go, he's got to make something happen here. We're going to have a stall call against the Washington wrestler.
Yeah, he's just laying on top of him right now, and that's
a stalemate.
33 seconds to go, Hugh Sinclair. Trailing by one here at 152. I'll be out in front, 33-18.
Well, Hugh hit a stand-up the last two times.
Yep.
Was able to get to his feet, and if he could maybe hit a stand-up and then the switch.
Yep. Now he's up to his feet. Good switch
there
out right there. Now he's right back in on the takedown. Oh, they're going to get this. Maybe they'll give him a reversal. I have not seen the takedown yet or the escape given.
There's still no scoring, but Hugh is out. Hugh is out. It's just a matter of question of is he going to get two or one.
Around.
And with 20 seconds to go, Hugh is out, but he just needs. Oh, now he's got his ankle.
Yep.
With 13 seconds to go, Hugh needs to clear his ankle. His opponent has got a hold of his ankle.
He's
got to raise him up and go. 8 seconds to go, Hugh. You got to get out of there, buddy.
He's got five seconds. Trying to get the ankle broke.
There's two.
The back point.
He called two. With 0.2 of a second to go, Hugh Sinclair gets the escape and scores the win for the Blue Demons. 2-1 the score. Albia gets the win. Count the score. 36-18 now, and the Albia Blue Demons get it done in a That was just unbelievable. 2-1.
Well, that stand-up and then was able to break the hands. The third time was the charm, Joey. You could see it the first time he was able to get his knees up. The second time he got elevated. And that third time he was a little quicker, and that was the difference. And the switch out turned into a
– He got out of there, folks, and his opponent, give him credit. He knew that Hugh was out, but he didn't want to give up two. So he grabbed the ankle of Hugh Sinclair, and looks like we're going to have Brett Leshen out on the mat at 160. And Washington does not send a wrestler out. Folks, this is huge because at 160 pounds, if Washington does not send out a wrestler, that makes the score 42-18. Effectively, it'll be open up. Here they go. They bring a kid out. They bring a kid out. It looks like it might be Austin Latcham.
That's what I'm going to get
Latcham.
Here. Well, it's been a pretty dominating performance here by the Blue Demon.
Well, they're going to have a buzzsaw when they get into the Mediapolis squad. But, folks, what a great night for wrestling. The Albion Blue Demons are getting it done. Every contested match has been a Blue Demon winner.
Ankle pick by Leshen. Elevates, gets a single leg, brings him back to the mat, right on the edge. Leshen now takes the dump.
Oh, nice job by Leshen. He gets the dump, puts a half Nelson in, and trying for back points there. He's got the Butcher in now. He's still got the half,
he's
going to pin this kid in the first period, folks. He's got a chinning back. He gets two back points there. Oh, Brett Leshen just putting on a clinic here, really working this kid over. Austin Latcham from Washington.
Now he's going to go for the cradle, and he's going to get that locked in on the
4-0, the score here for Brett Leshen at 160. He locks up the outside cradle. Brings him back, not one that he's going to be able to pin with,
Jason,
but he's going to get a couple back points here. And I tell you what, he might turn that outside cradle into a side cradle. If he can get that to a side cradle.
He's working that.
But he doesn't. He gets the three near fall points and then lets him up. And now he works back, gets a cross leg right in, and then puts the corkscrew right in. And now he's going to try the old ball and chain, folks. And here is the side cradle. This is one I think he can pin him with. Nope. Yep, here we go. 39 seconds to go. Brett Leshen with the side cradle applied. But nice job kicking out by his opponent. He gets three more back points. That makes it 10-0 for Brett Leshen at 160.
Well, Brett's on his way to no less than a tech fall here if he keeps this up. 10-0 Leshen. He's going to get that cradle in once again. I think he's going to bring it back now. He's going to break him down. I hear your coach trying to give him courage to bring switch that over.
14 seconds remain in this first period at 160 pounds, and Brett Leshen really putting on a show, showing why he's the undefeated and I believe now third-ranked wrestler for the state at 160 pounds.
Yeah, he's just gotten better all season long. He's going to cut him right here at the end. Yep, you're going to lay him up. That will be the end of the first period. 10-0, Brett Leshen out in front.
And my, folks, what a great performance by the Blue Demons tonight. Every contested match, starting with Zach Davis at 285, continuing through with Shadow Leshen, Bob Belzer, and Dalton Folkers, and then Hugh Sinclair, and now Brett Leshen. Blue Demon winners all the way through.
Leshen gets up. He's starting in a down position in the second period. He's out in front 10-0. Gets to one leg, holding on to Latcham. Brett tries to break that. About to get set free, and he's going to get rid of that. And I think he's going to turn this into his own takedown or reversal. No.
He's got the whizzer in.
Yep.
So there it is. Oh, he just couldn't quite keep that arm. But now he gets the half
arm.
Nelson in. Two-point reversal makes it 12-0. Brett Leshen with a deep. He's got it sunk in, and look for the pin here with 1:30 to go. Brett Leshen knows how to handle a kid on his back with a minute and 30 seconds to go. He's got chest to chest, and with 1:23 left, he does get the pin. So call that pin in 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
42-18 now. Be out in front here. And we're a real important part here. Now we got 170, 182, 195, and 220 yet to come.
Albion Blue Demons have won this dual meet, folks. Right now there are three more matches left to be contested. If the Blue Demons were to lose all of them by a pin and a forfeit, they would win this 42-16. So Christian Palace out there with no pressure on him. He's up against Brad Scoobel. Scoobel, the 170-pounder for the Washington Demons. We've got Christian Palace out there, the talented Albia freshman for the Blue Demons. And, you know, folks, if you're listening on the radio, you got a nephew or a cousin or a son or a grandson considering wrestling, really, according to Dan Gable, when we interviewed him last year, the best thing you do for your kid is get him out there on the wrestling mat.
Well, no doubt about it. It's been a great experience for my son. I know that you'd speak the same with both your kids. That you know, this isn't necessarily about the wins and the pins. It's about overcoming yourself. And you find that not necessarily out here with all the lights on, but when you go in that wrestling room when no one else is looking.
Well, no score here in 170 pounds as we count down through the first minute of the first period. Your Blue Demons on top of this one, 42-18 with three more weights to go. So 3 times 6 is 18 plus 18. Blue Demons will advance, and their probable opponent is going to be the Mediapolis squad.
Titans going on over there. 20-18, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, Williamsburg not going to go away easily for Mediapolis. They're at 138 over there. We're at 170 here. A few more open weights here. Blue Demons with a few open. Oh, there's a fireman's carry attempt there.
But a nice wizard put in by Powell.
Oh, he just did a great job sprawling there. And really, with a shuck by, he's got a chance with 30 seconds to go to get a takedown.
Behind him.
He gets the shuck, gets behind him. Now he's just got to take him down the mat.
Oh, strong move, Christian Powell.
Oh, yeah. He elevates him, picks him up, takes him to the mat. And with 20 seconds to go, if he can ride him here, he will have that 2-0 lead.
Christian doing Scooble. A good job of holding on, riding it out here. 14 seconds to go, 2-0 lead. That was a big-time takedown for a freshman.
Yeah, Scooble here trying to hit a side roll with 9 seconds to go. And we're going to go through the last few seconds of this with no more scoring. 2-0. Christian Palace on top. And a nice job there, folks, by Christian Palace. And want to mention a couple more of our great sponsors of our Blue Demon Wrestling. Of course, we want to remember the People's State Bank down there on the south side of the square.
B&W Plumbing.
Yeah, old Rick Whistler there, B&W Plumbing.
Pat and Dan Johnson. Dr. Adler, the Monroe County Hospital and Clinic. And Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. And Albie, thank you so much for making this broadcast possible. We're at 170, 42-18 Albie out in front. Albie will advance to the finals here tonight to take on most likely Mediapolis, but it's a tight one on the other mat.
There's another shot in there on a single leg by Scooble from Washington. Nice sprawl there by Palace, and he's back out. He's on top 2-0, and looks like we might have a bloody nose on Scooble. They just wipe it up a little bit, cinch his headgear back up. He's ready to wrestle. These wrestlers are tough.
They are.
They're a tough breed of human. We've seen a lot of excitement so far tonight, folks, and it's been all Albia so far. Albia with three open weights. Those are the only three scores for the Washington Demons thus far. But here is Scooble in on a single leg, and there's a nice job, and out of bounds.
A little hard on the release.
Well, Scooble, a little bit of extracurricular after they got out of bounds. I think he was frustrated that he was in that deep, Jason, on that single leg. And a nice job countered by Christian Palace, and he was unable to get the takedown. And then when they got out of bounds, he just kind of gave him a little bit of extra shove there.
Well, Christian did a great job as he was initially attacked before that takedown right at the end of the mat. Looked like he might get taken down, but his strength and athleticism carried through, and he got the takedown. And that's the difference right here, 2-0 Christian Palace. 31 seconds to go, second period.
We've had the same official all the way through, and that was really the first time I'd say that he called a stall on time, Jason. And he did call a stall on Christian Palace that time, and that is the right call. Christian with the 2-0 lead knows where he's at in the match. Doesn't want to make a mistake on his feet here, so he's circling. I'm sure that he will take the down position to start the third period, wait for that second stall call, and then go to action.
There's a shot in there. Now he's Wizards out. Now he's going to cover back up. Another takedown here with two seconds to go, and he's going to hold on here, Joe. How huge are those takedowns? The timing of the takedowns right at the end of each quarter does not allow your opponent to get the escape.
Well, that the end of that period there, really ill-advised shot by Brad Scooble. He was knew that the clock was ticking down, and then he was down 2-0, but that's a shot really that you should take in the third period, not in the second. And we're going to start this period on our feet, too. Palace likes his chances on his feet here, so he does start out this on his feet with a 4-0 lead. He scored a takedown midway through the first period, did Christian Palace for the Albia Blue Demons. His opponent, Brad Scooble, started the second period in the neutral position, and just at the close of action in the second period, a shot by Skubal. Nice sprawl by Palace. He was able to spin behind and get back there for the two-point takedown, and that's your score, 4-0 at 170 pounds. This is live high school dual regional wrestling action. It's the Albia Blue Demons versus the Washington Demons in the Mediapolis High School Gymnasium. We're bringing you this action live on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. The 170-pound match.
Another shot there, Joe, and right away Christian counters those shots so well. He's got another takedown. He's out in front now. 8-0.
And really, we've seen one good shot out of Skubal and a great counter by Palace to get out of bounds on that one. And he's taken a couple bad shots in a row since then. And Palace able to get behind. And he's ahead now 6-0 at 170 pounds. Christian Palace, the 170-pounder, he's taken over for Joe Sager. Joe had the skin disease, impetigo, unable to compete in the sectionals or here tonight. And that's an unfortunate deal. But these high school officials, now they're very good about that. Now here's a half Nelson by Palace, and Palace is going to try to turn him over with a half here. Good job by Skubal getting back to his base.
What a big match here for a freshman. You know, 170 is a tough weight class for most freshmen to try to fill. You know, you're dealing with the upperclassmen typically that have had more years to develop their body, and Christian Palace showing off the hard work he's paid off in the gym, and he is just getting better every time he gets on the mat.
Well, I think we've seen some equally conditioned athletes,
yes, sir,
as the Blue Demons, but the Blue Demons haven't lost any matches due to conditioning. They didn't lose this one either, folks. It's a 6-0 win for Christian Palace. He extends the Albia lead to 45-18, and we're going to see Christian Summers at 182 pounds take the mat. He's going to be wrestling a talented senior for the Washington squad, Brody Worth.
That's a nice draw for Christian.
Well, you know what?
You can go out there and get this one.
I think Oval-C's up to the task. We got Christian Summers and Brody Worth. The Albia Blue Demons lead this one by the comfortable margin of 45-18. Blue Demons in a dominating fashion have run this score up. Washington's only points have come from forfeits. And that's really been the bugaboo for the Blue Demons all year, folks, is the open weights. The four open weights that Albia suffered here today. Fortunately, one of them, the squad from Washington, was open as well.
There's a shine there and a takedown.
Worth really did a good job there, ducked under, and just quick as a cat, hooked it up. And now he's got Christian Summers down 2-0 with that takedown. Summers to his face. Worth working on the hips. Now gets off the hips. Tries to work something upper body. Nice job there by Christian Summers. Gets to his base. Now Worth tries to cradle. Cradle in there now. Now he's trying to turn him over with the cradle. And Christian needs to just kind of kick out of that. Now we've got Christian Summers does kick out
of it.
And nice job there by Christian Summers. Now he gets back to his base. And Worth really doing a good job working pinning combinations here and breaking down Christian Summers. But Christian, not giving up, gets right back up. One takedown in this match to start it off, and it's Worth from Washington on top, 2-0.
Got the arm bar back now, trying to run Christian over. Does so, but Christian fighting that off. Boy, he's
and really Christian doing a good job there, trying to get some movement going, and does a good job sitting out, but
wrong job of getting off his back there.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Well,
that
Worth is quick.
Yes, he is.
He, you know, Christian had that sit out, and he just kind of chinned him back and caught him halfway through the move, and got a quick three count there. I think it could have been two, but it's 5-0 now is the score. Christian Summers trailing, but back to his base, trying to turn his face with 10 seconds to go here in the first period. Looks like we're going to go to the second period, Jason. 5-0.
Well, he did a good job
Washington
of keeping,
on top.
Keeping off his back and not giving up the pin. And now, you know, you get yourself back up on your feet, get a chance to reset yourself. And we've seen throughout the season where he's been able to find himself in those type of situations and work his way out and get the win.
That is right.
45-18 now, be out in front here. Christian Summers wrestling at 182 here. Taking on Brody Worth, the senior. Senior on senior. Here's a sit-out switch in the reversal now on Worth.
Worth did a nice job there. Just a quick sit-out move there. Second period, 7-0 the score now. Washington on top.
Got the arm barred back. Trying to get the head tilt. Now he's got him over on his back. And Christian doing it, trying to get off his back. He's in trouble here. He's in deep on this one. This will be very difficult to get out of, and this might be a pin here for
him. And there it is. There it is.
For a little wrap.
And that's a good performance there by Christian Summers, though. And, you know, you see him walk off the mat there. He's got another match to wrestle, so he's going to have his head up when he gets on the mat there to wrestle. He'll probably be going up against either Ethan Timmerman, 35-8, or perhaps Stephen Holloway at 39-2, or maybe the 25-20 Mike Ruby. So doesn't get any easier for old C there, does it?
I know. It's a pretty talent-laden group right there. There's the 4-foot at 195.
Our final today, folks, at Mediapolis on 96.7. You heard it here live. The Albia Blue Demons take care of the Washington Demons by the score, 45-30. Your winners for the Blue Demons, starting at 285, it was Zach Davis. He got the third period pin to get the scoring started for the Blue Demons. A couple open weights for the Blue Demons. Were there three out of the first four weights the Demons were open, and that made the score 18-6. And then Shadow Leshen got the Demons back on track with a pin. Bob Belzer with the pin. That tied the match up at 18-18. Blake Lawless took care of business, and he collected the forfeit at 132, made it 24-18. Caleb White, six more for the Blue Demons, 30-18. Dalton Folkers with a hard-fought win. He gets the 3 points for the Demons, made it 33-18. Hugh Sinclair with a last-second reversal gets the 3 points for the Blue Demons, made it 36-18. Then Brett Leshen with the pin. It was 42-18. We saw Christian Palace with a real good hard-fought win, made it 45-18. Christian Summers, victim of a fall, and that rounded out the scoring with another forfeit by those Washington Demons, made the score 30-45 was your final. Albia advances in the regional duels. They will face most likely Mediapolis, and this squad probably has three more matches to go, Jason. Maybe we'll send it back to the
studio, and we'll keep our connection, and we'll bring you the next contest probably about 30 minutes away, and we'll take a quick time out, come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling on your Sports Leader KISD.
Squad and the Blue Demons did a great job, folks. Took care of the Washington Demons, 45-30 in the first duel that we wrestle here tonight, and we start the action in this second duel at 285 pounds. The big boys are the first ones out on the mat. It's a 1-0 score as we start the second period here. It is Ethan Lamb from Mediapolis, 12-6 on the season, going up against Albia's own Zach Davis. Zach Davis on his feet near the center of the mat. We're proud to bring you this high school wrestling action from the Mediapolis High School Gymnasium, and we're sponsored right now by Albia Motor Company, your parts, service, and sales dealer for Ford products, cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. Albia Motor Company. Call Mike Gray for your automotive needs. Also, Barker Implement there at the Y north of Albia, your John Deere dealer in Albia, and Benton Place Apartments. As at 285 pounds, we get off the mat here, and we reset it at the center of the mat. It's a 1-0 score. Zach Davis trailing Ethan Lamb, 1-0 with 39 seconds remaining in the second period at 285 pounds. First match of the regional final. Mediapolis took care of a very talented Williamsburg squad, folks. And a lot of those Williamsburg wrestlers. Hey, there's a takedown for Zach Davis. Real nice shuck by. And with 25 seconds to go, he's on top 2-1.
He bulldozed that one for a takedown.
Now he's working an inside cradle and out of bounds with 17.5 seconds to go. Zach Davis is going to try to ride Ethan Lamb out for the final 17.5 seconds of this second period and preserve this one-point lead. He leads 2-1. Just underweight, folks. 285-pounders are the first match of this regional wrestling final.
Well, Zach got things going that first contest for the Blue Demons with a pin, and he's trying to get a win right out of the gate here in this opening contest in our final.
real quick sit out there off the whistle by Lamb from Minneapolis, and he does get loose of Zach Davis to tie the score at 2-2. And nice job there by Ethan Lamb with that quick first move. Got his feet free on a sit out.
Well, Joe, you mentioned this early in the previous broadcast that if you look down this roster for Minneapolis, you don't find a wrestler with a losing record on their roster.
Well, they have 138 pounder that's undefeated. Their 170 pounder is 40-1. They've got three other wrestlers, their 32 pounder is 38-1 also, and then they've got three other wrestlers with only two losses on the season. So Blue Demons got their work cut out for them as they're going to advance to the state duels. The winner of this will go to the state duels. This is the regional duels final. It is 96.7 KIIC bringing this live wrestling action to you. We're in the third period. Zach Davis gets out for the escape, makes the score 3-2. He leads this one 3-2 with 1:20 to go here in the third period. Both wrestlers are on their feet. Zach Davis ties up. Lamb tries to pummel with inside position. Just 1 minute remains now in this 285-pound bout.
This is everyone's a must win with all the open spots. It's not only about getting wins, Joe, but we're going to have to get bonus points.
And there's the first stall call awarded there. And Zach Davis calls that stalling, and he was stalling. He knows what the score is. He's up by one. He's going to wait until he gets that call to really get into moving. Now he needs to just circle, and make sure there isn't another one.
He moves forward. That's a plus. Now the pressure comes. Davis trying to get the win here at 285, opening up this final. Here's a shot in there.
Quick shot by Lamb on a little bit of a hesitation move there by Zach Davis.
Davis is out right away.
To tie it up 4-4 with 24 seconds to go. So 4-4 the score. Just a cat quick score there by Ethan Lamb. Just kind of shucked Zach Davis's head down and spun around behind him. And about the time that they called the two-point takedown, Davis was back out for the escape. So with 18 seconds now, we're back rolling. 4-4 the score, 285 pounds. We're in the third period. Davis.
Shot by Lamb. Davis sprawls out. Now Lamb being picked up by Davis. 7 seconds to go. A shot there by Lamb doing a great job of fighting
it off. 4 seconds to go. Zach Davis just needs to hold him off here and catch his breath. And we will go to overtime at 285 pounds, folks.
Well, this is a cat quick Ethan Lamb. He's given up quite a bit of weight here, Joe. But very quick.
They put 1 minute on the clock, folks. This is sudden victory. So first point scored here will be the winner. Zach Davis could lose by either getting taken down or by a stall call. He needs to get the takedown right here in sudden victory against 285-pounder Ethan Lamb from Minneapolis. 4-4 the score.
Lamb is so quick. You got to be watch. He doesn't go for the angle, just right there. And Lamb gets a little bit of a shuck, and he's so quick, he's able to drop levels quickly. 30 seconds and counting.
Well, this is really good. This is really good for Zach Davis if he can hold him off here and go to the overtime period. I think Davis, with his weight, will have the advantage and might be able to just force him around in the final minute of overtime. There's 15 seconds to go. Davis on his feet into the center of the mat. Lamb with a shot. Davis does a good job countering, getting inside position. Now he circles at the center of the mat with 9 seconds to go. Ties up, shoves him off the edge of the mat, and he's trying to get behind. A bad shot there by Lamb. Can't quite get behind there. We're not going to have a score.
Woo! What a shot there, both wrestlers. Lamb is so quick. Took a shot. Davis, with his weight, was able to push Lamb to the mat. Tried to come around the backside, but Lamb, with that quickness, countered. And both wrestlers nearly had takedowns right there in that final 4 seconds.
Well, Davis had the choice. He takes the down position. He gets set 4-4. This is the second overtime period. Davis with the stand-up. Lamb tries to lock up a cradle. He's a little bit high. And
gets
the cradle in. Davis tried to go over with a roll.
Oh, wow.
Gets stuck in the overtime period number two. And you can hear this crowd from Minneapolis on their feet cheering their 285-pounder, Ethan Lamb.
Well,
he gets the pin in overtime, 6-0 the score.
You do not see that very often, particularly in overtime, Joe, but that's the quickness of Lamb that we talked about. Yeah. He was able to get that cradle in.
And he got that cradle locked up. He's a little bit high, folks. And Zach Davis felt it being a little bit high, and there was that split second of hesitation where it looked like Davis was going to be able to take him over and maybe have a big move of his own. couldn't quite get his feet kicked out, and Mediapolis is on their way. They lead 12-0 after a forfeit at 106. And they'll have a forfeit again at 113 to make it 18-0 and give us a chance to thank Benton Place Apartments for helping sponsor high school athletics here on 96.7. Also, Bluff Creek Archery. They're proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestlers and all the winter sports, along with your outfit that lights it up in Albia. All the lights in Albia are provided by the Sheraton Valley REC. They bring you the power. And Community First Credit Union there, south of the four-way stop. They're proud to sponsor Blue Demon Athletics as we get underway here. And we're going to have a good match here at 120 pounds,
folks. Yeah, it's going to be a good one right here.
Shay Swofford, he is a good 120-pounder for Mediapolis. And looks like we have old Shadow Leshen forgot to check in. Shadow got out on the mat, and he hadn't checked in yet. But he got his check-in done, and now he's out there on the mat. He is going to try to stem the tide that this Mediapolis squad has gotten it started with. The pin at 285 and then consecutive forfeits at 6 and 13 made it an 18-0 score as Shadow Leshen takes the mat at 120 pounds for the Blue Demons.
Well, Shadow was a takedown machine on Saturday, and he's so quick out there, really fast right out of the gate to bring in the pressure to the opponent.
And he's got his opponent backed off the mat. There is a two-point takedown for Shadow Leshen, and they're out of bounds. And, hey, this Shay Swofford is 27-15 on the season, but really Shadow Leshen looks like he's got him outclassed here, Jason.
Well, Shadow has most wrestlers outclassed. There's not many 120-pound wrestlers that pound for pound are going to be as strong as Shadow Leshen or as quick, and you just seen that with the strength and the quickness. Shadow with another takedown out in front here, 4-1. We're at 120. Albia as a team trailing here, 18-0. Two open spots, and then a pin in overtime.
They're out of bounds now, and I think Shadow will probably just cut him, make the score 4-2, and try to get a pinning combination off of he's going to go ahead and cover him. Swofford down. Leshen covers off the whistle. A sit-out by Swofford. Swofford gets that taken away by Shadow Leshen back on the ankles. Now he gets to his base. Now Shadow Leshen works the tilt. He's getting back points, folks. Nope, he called it too quick, back and forth. So with 1 minute gone in the first period, the score is 4-1. Shadow Leshen leads here over his Mediapolis opponent, Shay Swofford, at 120 pounds. It is regional duel final action. The winner of this one goes to the state duels. Mediapolis out to a quick 18-0 lead for our listeners here on 96.7 KIIC as Shadow Leshen takes the mat with a 4-2 advantage now. He cuts his opponent, Swofford, hits a nice double leg at the edge of the mat, and they're off the mat with 32.8 seconds left.
Shadow, the aggressor, so quick. And he's showing off his talent right here. 4-2, Leshen out in front here. First period, 30 seconds and counting. Here's a shot by Swofford, countered by Leshen, double leg in tight. Going to elevate, brings Swofford off the mat, right to the back, and it's down to the mat. He goes, two-point takedown.
And nice job there by Shadow Leshen, and he had the presence of mind to look up, glanced, and saw that the clock showed less than 20 seconds to go. Decides to just ride him out and take a four-point advantage into the second period. He's got the deep waist in now. He's got Swofford from Mediapolis broken down. And we will end this first period with score 6-2 at 120 pounds.
Shadow Leshen, and trying to get his way back to the top of the podium, Wells Fargo Arena. Learned a lot from that championship match last year.
And this is a scrappy Mediapolis Bulldog wrestler, Shay Swofford, that he's facing. The wrestler starts the second period. Shadow's choice was neutral, so they're on their feet. And there's a shot by Swofford, countered by a Shadow. Shucked down by Swofford. Shadow in there with another shuck of his own. Now Shadow with a shot. Swofford backs up. Both wrestlers still on their feet. Swofford back clear to the edge of the mat. That's where Shadow's done most of his scoring tonight. Three of his takedowns. All three were there on the edge of that mat. And there's a double leg right there and out of bounds. And we're probably going to see a stall call here pretty quick, Jason, on Swofford. His first move is backed up. And there he is again backing up. Now there's Shadow with a front headlock in now.
Yeah, he's definitely got the control right here. Shadow gets his feet. Tries the single leg to the right side.
And there's a headlock attempt by Swofford. And Shadow, he got his hips down real quick. Got right back behind for the two-point takedown. And it was pretty obvious that wasn't going to work.
Leshen out in front here, 8-2. Important, Joe, right now, not just to get the win in this match, but if you want to have a chance, we need to really get those bonus points, and I know Shadow will be working to get a pending combination put together here.
The Blue Demons have their work cut out for them in this one, folks. The third-ranked Minneapolis Bulldog squad has enjoyed an outstanding undefeated dual meet season. Blue Demons are going to try to knock them off the rails there tonight here in this regional duel. And Shadow Leshen trying to get the lid off the scoring for the Blue Demons. He covers his opponent with 49 seconds to go. And there's a nice sit-out by Swofford to get him another escape. 8-3 the score now. Shadow Leshen leads this one with 40 seconds remaining in the second period at 120 pounds.
Leshen coming with the freshman Shea Swofford. Here's a shot by Leshen, a takedown. 30 seconds and counting. Now it's
just a cat quick ankle sweep there. Shadow looks up at the clock, 26 seconds to go. He's going to cut him one more time and then try to take him down again. And he's waiting for a stall call or something. And there is a one-point escape for Swofford. And Shadow trying to get a stall call there. A little bit frustrated, and I'm surprised that official hasn't called that yet. But I'd say he's probably going to see it here directly. There's an ankle pick. Oh, and the kid put Shadow on his back for a split second. Now Shadow's on his back. There's a four-point move for that kid. Shadow got a little bit frustrated right there, folks. That four-point move makes the score 7-10 as the time expires in the second period. It should be 7-10. I believe the score is 7-10. They don't have it on the scoreboard as 7-10. Shadow's going to cover his opponent.
8-10.
No, they couldn't give him. They couldn't give him 3 points there. If they did, it was a mistake. Shadow with two or three-point lead. And that was a moment of concern there for the Blue Demons.
Shadow nearly got himself in a pin. That was the overly aggressive.
He got very, very frustrated because he was wrestling a kid that was stalling, and the stalling wasn't being called. So Shadow, a little bit of frustration there.
Deep waist in.
He's got the deep waist in now. He's riding his opponent with a minute and 30 seconds left.
The arm bar.
He's
going
to try to get a chicken wing in here. He leads this one. The scoreboard says 8-10, but I don't think he was on his back long enough for a three count there.
Shadow really working here to get him turned over. Gets that head and try to push him over. Has that arm, the far arm.
He's going to try to tilt here, Jason. He's got the ball and chain going. He's going to try to stack him up. And there is finally a stall call against the wrestler from Minneapolis, Shea Swofford. He's just fishing there. Shadow trying to hook a cradle up here. There should be another stall call pretty soon, and that would be another point for Shadow.
50 seconds and counting here. Shadow Leshen with the lead, but in dramatic style here. Been a dominating performance by Shadow other than
one big five-point move there. The officials, they don't have the score changed yet. I guess it was a five-point move there. But Shadow, for the entirety of this third period, has been riding his opponent. He's got the deep waist in now. Now he goes back to the ball and chain, going to try a tilt. Shea Swofford has been warned for stalling once in this period with 23 seconds to go.
The inside cradle.
Now Shadow keeps that.
Over.
Now he goes two on one on the arm bar. Swofford with 14 seconds to go. And now we got a stall call against Shadow. So both wrestlers have been warned once for stalling. There are 12.7 seconds remaining. The scoreboard says Leshen leads 8-10 at this 120-pound match. A scrappy Shea Swofford, 27-15 on the season, going up against Shadow Leshen. Now we're back underway, under 10 seconds, and Shadow Leshen trying to finish this thing off, and he does.
Game turned
with
down. Up.
2 seconds to go. Shadow tries the chicken wing. Not going to get that to work, but he gets the win and opens the scoring for the Blue Demons, 18-3. And I'm sure that all the folks at Dewey Motor Company listening back on the radio 96.7 in Albia are glad to see Albia on the board there. Shadow Leshen with a big win.
Well, that was a big win for Shadow, but missed opportunity. Really needed to get those bonus points. The Blue Demons did, and they missed that opportunity. And that was the aggressive style. Shadow, like you said, was a little frustrated because the wrestler was trying to stay away from him there.
Yep.
That over-aggression nearly got him in trouble.
Bob Belzer takes the mat at 126 pounds. The flu bug bugging the 126-pound qualifier for the Blue Demons. And that would be Bryce Leshen. And Bobby Belzer on his feet on the middle of the mat, underway here at 126 pounds. 18-3 the team score. Belzer in there. Looks like he's going to try to hit a Kelly move. Nice job sprawling and getting his hips down is his opponent, Luke Erickson, 33-6 on the season. There's that Kelly shot again there by Belzer. And a real nice job of getting his legs up and not getting pressure that by Erickson. So no score here as we count down through 30 seconds. A squeezer applied there by Belzer. And now there's a shuck by, and Erickson gets behind Belzer to open the scoring at 126 with that two-point takedown. Belzer now trying to get to his base. Chicken wing being put in there by Erickson.
Got that chicken wing in.
Erickson's got that chicken wing in there on the right-hand side, and he gets Belzer turned over, and he's got the leg hooked up and pins Bob Belzer in 101. Tough loss there. That makes it 24-3. So Bob Belzer did a great job out there. Had a buzzsaw there with Luke Erickson.
33-6, Erickson.
Here's his brother, Cole Erickson. Yep. He's 38-1. So it doesn't get any easier for Blake Lawless. And, folks, if you were listening on 96.7 at the sectional tournament Saturday, Blake Lawless put it all out there, knocked off the number one seed at 132 pounds. The number two seed took him all the way to four overtimes before he went to defeat. And give Blake Lawless all the credit for a great season that he is having. Cole Erickson, 38-1 on season, does a good job. And I see this pattern here, Jason, of a shuck and a spin back by this Minneapolis squad. And that's been effective for him here at the lower weight.
Blake Lawless trailing here 2-0, 132 weight class. Albie trails 24-3 on the team. Lawless trying to get out of the inside cradle. Well, it works it over. Now a little sit out by Lawless, wiped off. Jumped at the chicken wing on the left side.
Want to thank the folks at Garver's Animal Health Center for helping sponsor this wrestling broadcast for you on 96.7 KIIC. This regional dual final featuring the Minneapolis Blue Dogs and the Albia Blue Demons comes to you after the opening round. And in that semifinal match, Albia got past Washington 45-30. And Minneapolis dominated their Williamsburg opponent in that semifinal. So this is the final. Minneapolis on top, 24-3 on the team score. And Blake Lawless trying to work his way out here in the first period. He trails 2-0 after an early takedown by his opponent, Cole Erickson.
Well, Blake's done a really good job of wiping off lots of different runs here by Erickson. Erickson's such an outstanding wrestler, 38 wins on the season, only one loss.
Well, we're just looking for one big move out of Blake here with 32 seconds to go.
Cut him right here.
Yep, he gets him cut, so it's 2-1. Now Blake, an excellent wrestler on his feet, gets down to his knees, keeps his center of gravity low there. And there's that shuck by again by Erickson, and that is the third time in the last two periods that we've seen that, Jason.
Yeah, they have really got that down. That's something you know they're working hard on in the wrestling room.
Yeah, they're working hard on the wrestling room, and it's something that you got to know that it's coming to defend it. And just give this Minneapolis squad for being adept at that move. I think if I'd seen these guys earlier in the year,
That would have been definitely something on the scouting report that you prepare for. But, here's a tilt being put in. And
4-1 the score as we close out the first period at 132 pounds. Albia's Blake Lawless down by three. He defers the choice. His opponent, Cole Erickson, gets set. He takes the down position. Official gets him set. Lawless steps up, covers, and off the whistle, a sit-out by Erickson. Taken away by Lawless. He's heavy on the hips. Now stand up by Erickson. Stand up and a sit out. And he swings down and grabs the inside leg of Lawless. Now Lawless
and gives it up
with that sit out. Gives up that reversal, makes the score 6-1. So Erickson now ahead 6-1 over Lawless from Albia.
He's got the tilt in, Joe, and Blake did a good job of kicking that out.
Blake Lawless works to get onto his base. Erickson works to break him down. Erickson working with a chicken wing now. Officials right there on top of it to make sure it doesn't go too far past parallel. And now Erickson trying something a little bit different here that you don't see. He just grabs the head hoists him over, and he's got the chicken wing in on one side. He's got the leg in on the other side, and he's got Blake Lawson on his back for a three count.
Blake is, he is giving it all he's got, folks. He's fighting out of this move, but, Joe, that is one tough move being put on, and Lawless is giving everything he's got.
He's got him in the chicken wing on the top, and he's got the leg in on the bottom. And I don't think he can pin Blake unless he takes his leg off, but he's turned it into a five-point or into a three-point near fall, and he's got that locked up already. Blake now trying to work his way onto his.
Blake did a great job. He was able to get to his belly, and that was no easy doing.
So it's 9-1 with that three-point near fall move. Half being put in there by Erickson, wiped off by Lawless. Now Lawless with a sit-out switch. Sit-out switch, and then a re-switch by Erickson. And on the way by on the re-switch, he catches the arm, tries the tilt, does not get any points out of it. And with 19 seconds to go, Lawless gets back to his base, trailing 9-1 at 132 pounds. Erickson from Mediapolis working with a bar arm ride. Now they're near the edge of the mat, and we get a tilt. And the tilt, you gave him 2 points on that tilt, Jason.
Yeah,
that made it 11-1. I don't know if I agreed with that, but a tilt was put in,
yep.
And a quick two count, and they... they gave him the 2 points. Blake's going to take down this time to start the third period. He trails 11-1. Mentioned Garver's Animal Health Center. Also want to thank the good folks at Hammer Medical for helping to sponsor these live broadcasts of high school wrestling action for the Albia Blue Demons. And we've got all kinds of Southern Iowa wrestling fans, folks. We've got Eddyville, Blakesburg Rockets, the Sheraton Chargers, the Centerville Big Red, all of the schools in the area that have kids qualify for the state tournament are going to hear those kids' matches broadcast, streaming live on KIICradio.com and live on the radio, 96.7, your Thunder Country voice, KIIC. Now, a stand-up attempt by Blake Lawless here in the third period. He gets to his feet, turns and faces, and just cat-quick, that Cole Erickson drops down, gets him by the hips, and dumps him back, and it's quick enough for a two-point tilt, Jason. Makes it 13-1.
Erickson so quick, so tough. You don't get the 38 wins on a season by accident.
Blake Lawless is a very talented wrestler. I'd like to know who the guy that beat Cole Erickson was. Maybe he had the flu that day.
Lawless trailing here 13-1, trying to get to his base. Third period. It's been all Mediapolis here as a team.
Well, we did have Shadow Election get that 8-10 victory. And here's a tilt being put in there now. And I don't think they gave him back points there, did they, Jason?
Nope.
Too quick. Shoulders weren't exposed to the mat long enough. So Lawless back to his base. Erickson working a chicken wing now. Lawless back to his base. Erickson real heavy on the hips, gets him broken down. And now throws a half in on the right side. He's got the arm barred on the left. With 26 seconds remaining, it's a 13-1 advantage for Erickson from Mediapolis. Now Erickson gets back on the hips as Lawless gets to his base. And when he gets back on the hips, he works that tilt again. And that time he does get a couple of back points, Jason.
Well,
and he's not going to pin him with that, but he did it long enough to get the three count. And that was a tech fall, 16-1 the score. Makes the team score 29-3. Erickson from Mediapolis over Lawless from Albia. Our 138-pounder is going to come out for Mediapolis. The Bulldog is Drew Foster. He's an undefeated 27-0 wrestler. He'll go up against district qualifier for Albia, Caleb White. White from Albia, Foster from Mediapolis. Should be a good match here, Jason.
Yeah, you know, this is a really good matchup here for Caleb to really hone in for this coming week.
And this match is going to be brought to you by Lathrop Construction and McFurniture. Furniture guaranteed to be the largest furniture store on the west side of the Albie Square.
Well, they not only they'll deliver, bring it to your house, set it up, and they do it in such professional and quick style.
And it doesn't matter if you bought it in Mix or bought it somewhere else. If it breaks, they've got service staff to come out and get it fixed for you.
Absolutely, but
after 20 or 30 years, that'll happen.
Maybe after 20 or 30 years.
Here is that shuck by and spin around again by Mediapolis, and Caleb White quickly falls behind 2-0 here at 138 against Drew Foster from Mediapolis.
Well, these two and might find each other at the state tournament.
And there's Drew Foster with the half Nelson in on the right side. He doesn't have Caleb broken down, but he's going to try the power half. Now he does get him broken down, gets teed out, and he keeps the arm on the other side. And Caleb almost double jointed in those shoulders.
Yeah, he is double jointed, and he's so slippery that he's hard to hard wrestler get turned over.
Well, Foster is going to try it here. He's got what we call the old country, and he's got the chicken wing on one side. He's got the half on the other. He's got 49 seconds left to try to get it hooked up. If he can get his hands hooked up, they will be both behind Caleb's back.
Job,
but Caleb does a good job getting to his base. He can't wipe that half off, though, Jason. Even though he's to his base, he can't wipe the half off.
He puts the country back in.
He puts the country back in, and if he can get teed out here with 29 seconds, Caleb could be in trouble.
He's got 26 seconds. He was able to get to the right side, but Caleb.
No, give Caleb credit right there. Yeah, give him credit right there. It looked like he was going to give it up, but no quit in Caleb White. He counts down through the last 10 seconds, only trailing 2-0, and I think that's an accomplishment against this 27-0, 38-pounder from Minneapolis, Drew Foster.
Foster was able to get that hand and that on the takedown, and that was a great fight there by Caleb White. Hold off any back points given up, and only finds himself trailing 2-0 as we go to the second period.
Folks, it's 138 pounds. If you're just tuning in on 96.7 Thunder Country, KIIC, this is live high school regional wrestling finals, Albia versus Minneapolis. Albia's here via a win over Washington. Minneapolis got past the Williamsburg squad as Drew Foster, at 138 pounds, gets an escape from Caleb White to extend his lead to 3-0. Both wrestlers on their feet now with 15 seconds gone in the second period at 138 pounds. The Albia squad has been dominated by Minneapolis. A couple of open weights opened up the floodgates, and Minneapolis is up 29-3.
They meet back at the center of the mat. 1:36 to go, second period. White trailing by three here at 1:38. Team-wise, Albia down 29-3. As dominating as the performance is by Minneapolis, Albia was equally dominating in that matchup against Washington. They came into tonight 13th rated as a team. So that was a big performance by the Blue Demons. They just ran into a really good team here.
You know what?
The
Blue Demons have been doing it all year long, beating teams that maybe they weren't supposed to beat. You know, they're a great tournament team. They knock off a lot of teams that are ranked higher than them in tournaments, and in the duels, the open weights have been their bugaboo. But, you know, Washington's on their way home right now, and the Albia Blue Demons are in here competing in this Minneapolis gymnasium, and you're listening to it live on 96.7. And I hope you guys are hearing us and that we're modulating great, but Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing you this 138-pound match where after a takedown, Caleb White trails 5-0 in the second period with 50 seconds remaining. His opponent is Drew Foster from Minneapolis. Foster 27-0 on the year. Caleb White, a very talented wrestler for the Albia Blue Demons, a state qualifier at last year's meet, and he's out there competing. His opponent, Foster from Minneapolis, has him broken down, but White real quick gets to his feet and near the edge of the mat. He's trying to work his hands, and there's going to be a stall call here if he doesn't get him taken back down. And there's a sit-out switch after he gets taken right back down the mat. He gets a hold of the leg. He's got him stood up, and now he's got a hold of the leg. He's going to try to get out here with 21 seconds to go. And, man, what a great job by Foster getting back behind. It looked like Caleb White was out three times. And just no quit in this Foster and no quit in Caleb White. Folks, we got a barn burner going. The score's 5-0. But Caleb White in there battling for your Blue Demons from Albia.
Well, Caleb is battling. And, Joe, this is a matchup you may see at state. This Foster kid is outstanding. And Caleb,
there's a sit out by Caleb. He trailed the left arm. He set out on the right. And just that quick, Foster gets to the top and puts a half Nelson in. He's really putting that half Nelson in there, Jason.
Yeah.
It doesn't even seem like he has a right to, because he puts it in when Caleb is at his base, but he kind of rides with that half Nelson. I guess you'd call that a half Nelson ride, folks.
Yeah,
you got your cross leg ride, you got your corkscrew ride, your arm bar ride, your deep waist ride, and this Foster from Minneapolis, folks, he uses a half Nelson ride. We start the third period. Wrestlers on their feet at 138 pounds. White from Albia. Foster from Minneapolis. Foster with 5-0 lead. 140 remains in the match. Caleb White on his feet near the center of the mat. It's a big orange circle with a black center circle and an orange M in the middle. Black and orange are these Minneapolis wrestlers' colors. The Bulldogs are painted on the walls of the gymnasium here. Caleb White out there competing. Wrestlers tied up now at the center of the mat, pummeling. And Caleb White knows that he's got to make something happen here with 1:15 to go. Quick in there on a takedown. Nothing doing. White back for Foster, backs out.
Caleb keeps just circling around. Keep circling if he can. To the left.
Now a stalemate called. Good job there by Caleb White taking a good shot. He's got a minute left. He doesn't need to be desperate here, Jason. He's got that Kelly move, and he can hit a big five-point move with that Kelly. He just needs to set it up. Pummeling near the center of the mat. Now White trying to get hand control. Foster, he knows what the score is, 5-0. He's just circling. He's just circling, doing enough that he has to not get the stall call.
Well, Caleb's got 46 seconds here to put together a big move. And as you said, Joe, the Kelly can turn himself into a back points in a hurry.
Well, he's got 38 seconds left. He trails 5-0 at 138 pounds. The Blue Demons trail this match 29-3 on the team score. So a lot of the last few matches we've got here is going to be going for Blue Demon pride, Jason.
Yep.
Because we got another open weight up there at 220. So it's not out of reach for the Blue Demons yet, but they're going to have to really get it going against this talented Mediapolis squad. They've got three of their wrestlers left that we got to go through, Jason, that are 120-3 between all three of them.
Yeah, that's like you said, there's not a losing record on this lineup.
All right, well, Caleb can't get that good galley effort. Set up, and he goes down by the score 5-0 at 138 to Drew Foster. That 3 point for the Mediapolis squad makes the score 32-3. So 32-3 as we move up to 145 pounds, and hey, we're going to have a good one here. Dalton Folkers, very talented Albion Blue Demon wrestler. He's going to be going up against Drew Buster, 38-3 on the season for Mediapolis. I believe that Dalton's record is 18-1, if I'm not mistaken. 18-1 versus 38-3. So a couple great wrestlers out here on the mat competing in this regional dual final. The team that wins here will be going to the state duels, and they will compete up at Wells Fargo Arena during the state meet. There's a shot by Dalton Folkers. Cut back by Drew Buster. Drew Buster, a tall, lanky body style at 145 pounds from Mediapolis. And there's a single leg by Folkers. Nice job sprawling by Buster. Buster doing a lot of circling, and I think he's trying to set up that shuck and spin. They have had very good success shucking down Albie wrestlers, and then they shuck them down, grab the hand as they spin around, and keep that control. And he tried to do it there. And Dalton Folkers having nothing to do with it. So Dalton Folkers with 1 minute to go here. There's a hand control by Buster. Folkers spins out of it. And there's that shuck by again. That hand control and the shuck with 48 seconds to go. But Dalton Folkers tries to trip.
He tries to trip, again.
And he couldn't quite get it. And got out of position just a little bit on that trip. And I tell you what, Buster maintained hand control through that maneuver. And on the trip by Folkers was able to get that takedown. So that opens up the scoring.
This is unorthodox on the takedown as you're going to get. Dalton's
have a stalemate here because there's going to be nothing happen. 21 seconds to go, and Dalton Folkers will get set. And, boy, it looked like he had a real nice sweep there on that trip and just couldn't get his arm free quick enough to get it around Buster's waist. And Buster just kept that arm, used his other arm to get around Folkers' waist. And there's a Granby roll by.
A good switch out here by Dalton.
It's a sit-out Granby, and then he turned it into a sit-out switch. And, boy, good job following by Drew Buster from Mediapolis. And we're going to go to the second period, 2-0, Mediapolis on top. I got to give this Drew Buster some credit. He's wrestling a good match right now.
Folkers in the down position to begin the second period, trailing 2-0 here, 32-3, Mediapolis out in front on the team. Folkers.
He's in the down position.
Dalton gets to his base, gets to his feet, separates the hands, trying to get separation now. We'll get free.
There's a point for Dalton Folkers on that escape. Makes it score 2-1. And that's going to make the folks at the Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics proud because they're using their advertising dollars helping bring you this Blue Demon Wrestling, and that was a great move there by Dalton Fulkers to get out. So 2-1 the score at 145 pounds, 125 remains in the second period. It's Drew Buster from Mediapolis versus Dalton Fulkers from Albia. A couple of real good wrestlers. Wouldn't be a bit surprised to see a couple of state qualifiers out of these two.
Yeah, they are both state qualifier type wrestlers, and this is a great matchup. Dalton is,
and a great match for Dalton to have right here going into sectionals too, folks, because he missed much of the season. He had the injury bug. He's got a heavily taped left thumb. He broke that earlier in the season. He had injury that prevented him from even getting started until after Christmas. So, man, what a great job by Dalton Fulkers to get himself in condition to be out here competing. And he's trailing 2-1 right now at 145 pounds with 36 seconds to go. And I like his chances in the third period.
Absolutely. And Dalton, you know, you talk about this this season. What a ride he's had. And you know, you can talk about the physical overcoming, but, man, it's a tough old battle trying to overcome the mental side of this, dealing with these injuries. You just get to dealing with one, and then you have another crazy injury. All crazy injuries, really. 2-1, Fulkers trails here. Final 7 seconds of this second period. We're at 145, 32-3, Mediapolis. The powerhouse is out in front. Fulkers going to go to the third period, trailing by one.
2-1 the score here. Mediapolis's wrestler takes the down position. Let's see if Dalton can catch him in a sit-out or some type of a switch. Catch him and expose his wrestler's mat. And there's a caution. Jump the whistle, Mediapolis's wrestler did.
Yep.
So Buster jumped the whistle there. He gets the caution.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I encourage my wrestlers to be quick. We'll take the caution.
There's a great job by Dalton Fulkers on the sit-out. And now a stand-up by Buster. And Buster with a switch on the stand-up the second time. It worked. And he gets the two-point reversal. And, man, that was a flurry of activity, folks. Faster than we could speak, off the whistle, within 5 seconds, there was a stand-up and brought him back down to the mat. There's a stand-up and a switch. Didn't work, and then there was another stand-up and a switch that did work. Just lightning quick. 5 seconds, 3 moves. That was really quick.
That was quick stuff. And Dalton, you know, he'll go back and he'll say, hey, next time I'll just let that go. You know, you give up the one instead of having to give up the two.
He was really in good position after that second stand-up. It looked like he was going to be able to maybe even.
He's able to get out. Now Fulkers trails by a takedown. 1:09 to go here, final period.
4-2, the score at 145 pounds. It's Fulkers from Albia. Drew Buster from Mediapolis.
Boy, it's a testament to what Dalton's been able to do in the conditioning. This is a top-notch wrestler he's facing, and he's right there. He's a takedown away.
48 seconds remain, folks. It's 145-pound action at the Mediapolis High School Gymnasium. The home crowd rooting on their very own Drew Buster. The Albia Blue Demons are here in force with their fans, rooting on their 45-pounder, Dalton Fulkers. It's a 4-2 advantage for the Mediapolis wrestler with 30 seconds remaining. Fulkers, he's setting it up. He knows that he needs to make something happen here pretty quick. He's setting it up. He gets the hand control, takes a shot, and I tell you what, he took the shot and just a shuck down. Probably shot from a little bit far out. And there's a Granby roll by Fulkers.
Fulkers gets out. Now he's going to trail 6-3. He's going to have to move quick here, Joe. 10 seconds and counting.
He's putting the pressure on. He's taking it to him. He took a wild shot last time. This time he's
3 seconds
rolling in there. And circling and running is Drew Buster. But he knew he had the three-point lead with the time expiring. That will make the team score 35-3 as Drew Buster gets past Dalton Fulkers at 145.
I'm going to tell you that right now, that was a great performance by Fulkers. Buster's an outstanding wrestler.
Oh.
But Fulkers being out, you know, not being able to wrestle, that's not easy to do.
Well, doesn't get any easier for the Blue Demons here because Hugh Sinclair takes the mat. He's going up against Bradley Conley, 40-2 on the year. So Hugh Sinclair gets the red leg band on. This match is going to be brought to you folks by Jim and Charlie's and Modern Floor Coverings.
Best meet in town, Jim and Charlie.
Oh, yeah, Jim and Charlie's.
Lathrop Construction, Mike and Dean, Jim McCall, along with Farm Bureau.
There's a shot by Sinclair. Nice counter by Beckman. Or Conley, excuse me, Conley. And there's that fireman's Kelly. It was kind of a modified Kelly. It was a fireman. I call it a fireman's Kelly when he gets in that deep. And he hung on to it. And very often, like you see with a fireman's carry or a Kelly, it turns into back points. And I think he gave him two, Jason.
I didn't see the count. He's got two on the ground, so he's got two.
But he's not giving it up. He's got that half Nelson in there. Houston Clare now fighting off his back. He's fighting off of his back.
Well,
I tell you what.
Tilled his way out across the mat several times.
It's a very talented Bradley Conley.
Yes, it is.
With a minute 10, though, Houston Clare, he's fighting off of his back. Still haven't awarded the three back points because he's been in this pinning combination ever since that fireman, I call it the fireman's Kelly.
Great job.
And there he does get off of his back, 3 points. So Houston Clare does fight off of his back, but he trails. He's in a hole now, 5-0 against Bradley Conley.
That is so tough. You know, man.
So now Conley. Sinclair gets to his base. Conley gets out to the side, trying to work it. Outside cradle. Sinclair stretches out. Conley sweeps back, gets a hold of the leg, going to try to roll him up with that leg. Sinclair hanging onto that arm, trying to get his head up, and with 26 seconds to go, gets out of that one. But Conley, right back around on the other side, tries the half Nelson on the other side. Now Sinclair up to his base. He's on his base now, tries to stand up. Now there's a cradle attempt again by Conley. Conley from Minneapolis does have the cradle locked up here with 8 seconds to go. Sinclair kicks out of it, but now Conley gets him turned over, and he's going to have a couple back points there. Sinclair back onto his stomach.
Good
and 7-0 now as we go to the second period. So this is a buzzsaw through the middle here, Jason. I mean, we went, none of these kids have losing records. We've talked about it before. Sinclair is going to cover his opponent, Conley, to start the second period. Conley takes down. First move's taken away by Sinclair. Now Sinclair tries the deep waist, and there's a stand-up by Conley. Sinclair takes him down, and there he wraps up. Got the chicken wing in now. Sinclair does. Conley gets back to his base. Sinclair riding with a deep waist.
Job.
20 seconds gone here. Second period action. Sinclair tries to head in the hole. There's a stand-up by Conley. Sinclair back on the heels, breaks him down again. Sinclair now back on the legs. Looks like he's going to try a tilt. 7-0 the score here. Bradley Conley leads for Minneapolis, and Houston Clare has ridden him here to start this second period. Now Sinclair with the cross leg right in. Looks like he's a little bit high, Jason. And Sinclair is a little bit high. Conley looks like he's going to get out, and he does. Yep. Sinclair just trying everything that he could there to get him turned over, and reversal for Bradley Conley, as Hugh got just a little bit high. Conley didn't let go of the leg that he got when he came around, and now he's turned that into a butcher, and he's chinning him over with the butcher. He leads now 9-0 after that escape, and Sinclair tried to fight off his back.
I did.
And that was a quick two count there. I can't believe that he gave him that two count, but Sinclair rolled through on that butcher. He gave him that two count on the back point. 40 seconds remain here in this second period at 152 pounds. Minneapolis in dominating fashion. They lead this one 11-0 at 152 pounds. It's Hugh Sinclair for Albia versus Bradley Conley from Minneapolis. And this Minneapolis squad has dominated. They lead this one 35-3. Your lone Albia scoring points has come from Shadow Leshen. So Hugh Sinclair on his base now. And 15 seconds remain in this second period. Hugh busts out of it. Tries to stand up. He's broken down by Conley. So Conley is going to ride him out to finish off this second period, and he will go to the third period, leading his Albia opponent by the score of 11-0.
I'm not sure how many of these wrestlers qualified. I'll get it.
Very talented Minneapolis squad here, folks, as we start this third period on our feet. Houston Clare in with a real long shot, gets a hold of that leg. Now he switches off to a double leg, and they're near the edge of the mat, and there's that shuck by again, and a two-point takedown for Bradley Conley at 152 pounds.
13 of the Minneapolis' wrestlers qualified for districts.
13 out of 14 went to districts, and I would guess that it was the 285-pounder that didn't.
One of their kids plays basketball, and I guess they learned go both ways. So
I'll be darned.
Well, the very talented Mediapolis squad here today, folks. They're showing why they're the third-ranked team in the state, and I really don't know who would beat them right now. The team score is a foregone conclusion, but we're looking for some great wrestling out of the Blue Demon wrestlers. And you know something, Jason, as we count down through the final minute of this 152-pound match with Hugh Sinclair battling against Bradley Conley, and Conley has locked him up there, and that was a very fast two-point near fall. Called a two-point near fall to extend his lead to 15-0, so Hugh Sinclair does go down by the tech fall, and that makes the score 40-3.
You would not let, would not give up the pin. A great effort out of him, and boy, he was in tight several times.
Well, I got to tell you that for the Blue Demon wrestlers that did not advance to districts, and with the mathematics making it unable for the Albia squad to come back and win this regional final against the talented Mediapolis squad.
Right here, buddy.
Oh yeah, this is a good one here. We've got Blake Beckman, 34-5 on the year, going up against Brett Lesh. I think he's 44-0 now.
Yeah, Brett has just absolutely been dominating.
This is a real good Mediapolis wrestler, Blake Beckman. But what I was going to say, some of these wrestlers are going to be able to do something they haven't done since the season started. Go down to Hardee's and get a burger from the Jones boys at Hardee's.
Absolutely.
And they're going to sponsor this match from Brett Leshen. And there is that shuck by attempt again by Mediapolis. Brett Leshen doesn't let anything happen on it. But Mediapolis has got a really good, they shuck the head down and try to keep the hand as the Albia wrestler's head is going to the mat, keep the hand and then spin around behind and get a two-point takedown. And it's been a very effective takedown move for the Mediapolis Bulldogs as they have advanced their lead in this team duel to the margin of 40 for them, 3 for us. And this live wrestling action being brought to you, the hometown crowd of Mediapolis enjoying it as we're bringing it to you on 96.7 KIIC, Old Thunder Country.
Thank Canessa Manufacturing, B&W Plumbing, Pat and Dan Johnson, Belzer Implement, Titan Machinery, Tharp Winfield Funeral, or Tharp Funeral Home, and, of course, Falvey Lumber, always there to take care of you.
Lot of wrestling left in the season, folks. Saturday, we're going to be bringing you the live action at noon from Knoxville. Joe Millage is going to bring you the 1A action at the district meet for the Sigourney squad, or excuse me, for the Eddyville-Blakesburg squad. Eddyville-Blakesburg. Sigourney will be competing at the I don't know where Sigourney will be competing.
Yeah,
Pekin,
not sure.
Pekin will be there with Eddyville-Blakesburg. Oh. Folks, if you can hear our voices, we will be bringing you the state wrestling action for your favorite wrestlers. And Brett Lashen gets in on a single leg, tries to spring him back in. It's at the very edge of the mat with 10 seconds to go. He needs
right
to get
there,
and he does. He gets
in,
the two-point takedown, and that was a huge move, folks. Brett Lashen gets in deep on a single leg. His opponent flees the mat and looked like he was going to get out. Brett Lashen dropped down to the double, and as he was being drug off the mat, he had his toes being drug, and he had his arms around the legs of his opponent. He was in control, and he scores the takedown with 4 seconds to go.
Looked like a receiver dragging his feet along the bounds line.
Yeah, just like a receiver catching a pass at the edge of the field and then dragging his feet across the out-of-bounds line.
That's athleticism, but it's pretty smart wrestling.
Okay, 2-0 now at 160 pounds. Great match here, folks. Brett Leshen, I believe he's 47 or 48-0 on the year, going up against Blake Beckman, 34-5. Very talented senior for this Mediapolis Bulldog squad. Mediapolis, 13 of their 14 wrestlers have advanced to the district meet. Albia has 7 of their own, and they're proud to take that squad up to Knoxville and take on the competition in Knoxville at that district meet.
Noon, I believe, is the go time on Saturday for you, Joe.
Oh, yeah. We'll be bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC as the second period begins here. Brett Leshen covers his opponent, Blake Beckman. Beckman tries a couple of sit-out moves and just kind of swims out of bounds. So we'll bring it back to the center of the mat and reset it for you.
Great test right here for Brent Lesh.
Well, if he can ride him out here, folks, he is in control of this match, and he has done a great job for the first 20 seconds of this second period riding him out. He gets him broken down now at the deep waist, and he likes that corkscrew too, but he stays with the deep waist. Now he moves up, tries to bar the arm, sit out there by Beckman. Now Beckman with stand-up, pressure by Leshen, gets him back down to the mat. Beckman swimming out, swims to the edge of the mat. Now he turns, stands up, and they're out of bounds with 64 ticks left on the clock in this second period, Jason.
Well, Brett's doing a great job here. See if he can keep him down and turn him over. I want to thank Sigourney and Centerville and Bloomfield
Tractor and Implement.
Tractor and Implement.
The family of John Deere stores there.
Quality Ag Service, People's State Bank, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Don't forget Summers Insurance and Summers Car Credit.
Yeah, stop by and see my brother Jimmy.
And then stop by and see Jason and get the insurance
on
the
new ride. Car, come get it insured.
Hey, we've got 40 seconds left here in the second period, and Brett Leshen is really doing a great job riding his opponent. He tries the T-bar there, breaks him down, and I really like the way that Brett Leshen has handled Beckman. Now, Leshen puts a half Nelson in, Beckman up to his base. Leshen real heavy, now he goes for the hand, and there's a stall call against Beckman. Beckman gets warned for stalling, and now Leshen works him out of bounds, and with 18.1 seconds to go, Brett Leshen with
that's
a chance
a
to take
ride.
To take that 2-0 lead into the third period. At 160 pounds, folks, it has been all Mediapolis so far, with the exception of an 8-10 victory by Shadow Leshen. A couple open weights for Albia started the scoring for Mediapolis. Zach Davis thought he had his match in control and wound up going down by fall in overtime. And we also saw a couple of tough losses for Bob Belzer and Blake Lawless, Caleb White, Dalton Fulkerson, and Houston Clare. As Brett Leshen does get done riding out his opponent. And that is huge.
That was huge.
A couple of great wrestlers here.
Of riding time. That'd be 2 points in college.
Brett Leshen takes down position to start the third period. He gets set.
To his feet. Boy, he got up there quick.
Didn't waste any time. Now we're going to see a stall call against Mediapolis here.
That'll be the update that he gets it out.
Yeah. He didn't call the stalling, but he gave him the escape.
Leshen now out 3-0 here.
3-0 the score. Blake Beckman from Mediapolis has already been called for stalling once. Both wrestlers on their feet now near the center of the mat. 90 seconds remain in this 160-pound match. Leshen in on a double leg real quick, and he's got him dumped to his butt. He's going to try to move up and get some back points, but good job by Beckman spinning out of it, and he just gives up the takedown. Now Leshen cuts him again, makes the score 5-1. That's the first point for Beckman. Leshen, it looks to me like, Jason, he's going to try to set something up here and put an exclamation point on this win for the Blue Demons. There he's in on a single leg.
Going to go off the edge of the mat, but that was a nice shot in there. Yeah, no, Brett's been absolutely and this is Blake Beckman, senior, 35 wins on the season, only 5 losses, outstanding wrestler. This is a great matchup right here.
Good tune-up for Brett Leshen going into the sectionals, and he's got the 4-point lead with 58 ticks left on the clock. He's in on a single leg. Oh, he's going to try the Kelly.
Yep, he's got the Kelly in.
He's got the Kelly in there, and a good job by Beckman taking that away. And Brett's just going to have to go to a single leg with it. He's got him up in the air, comes out the back door. Now Beckman, Leshen is in through the legs, and Beckman is grabbing a hold of the leg on the back. And Leshen's going to need to sit back on his hips and clear his ankle, but he can't quite get that done. With 33 seconds to go, a stalemate gets called.
Well, Brett was in deep, and Beckman did a good job of grabbing that back ankle.
Well, that was all he could do, is try to hold off that score there. And haven't seen a shot out of Beckman yet here, but there's one. Tries that single leg, but good hand control by Brett Leshen. He knows where he's at in this match. It's 5-1. I think he's going to wait and see if Beckman doesn't make a mistake and try to turn it into something big for the Blue Demons. And there is a shuck by Leshen, and with 13 seconds to go, a 5-1 advantage for Brett Leshen. And he will continue his undefeated streak. And, folks, this is a quality Mediapolis wrestler that has not given up. He takes a good single-leg shot. Sprawl by Leshen. Now Leshen with shuck by. Can't quite get that done. And we're going to run out of time for Blake Beckman from Mediapolis. He goes down by the score 5-1. And give the Blue Demons three more points. 40-3 the score now for Mediapolis.
Great match right there for Brett. He'll be glad he got that type of a contest here out of Blake Beckman, an outstanding wrestler. They may see themselves once again at state. A lot of these wrestlers may have another shot at each other.
I'm sure the folks at Kness Manufacturing, world's best mousetrap, are glad to see that, as well as Rick Quistler there at B&W Plumbing and Heating, our own sheriff, Dan and Pat Johnson. Oh, and Christian Palace in there right now against 170-pounder Adam Drain. He's 40-1 on the season, and Drain just quick as a cat, drops down, gets an ankle pick, and takes down Christian Palace. Palace, freshman for the Albia Blue Demon squad, competing here for the Blue Demons.
Christian had a huge win in his first contest over Washington. Helped the Blue Demons get a big victory over Washington, the 13th-rated dual team in the state. And Albia took care of them in the first matchup. But now he's facing one of the top wrestlers in the whole state, and that's Adam Drain. He's doing a good job of fighting it off here. Drain's trying to bar that arm back. And a Granby roll right there by Palace.
That was a good move there by Palace. He didn't get out on it, but he got out of bounds. And that's going to make Drain just cut him.
Christian is such a smart kid, hard worker.
Ooh, and there's a double leg in there by Drain. And good job by Christian Palace. Swimming out of it. Doesn't give up any back points. And now a chicken wing being applied in here by Adam Drain. And I think Drain might have stood second or first on the podium last year.
Yep, and he is obviously with only one loss on the season. He's a man on a mission, but right now he's facing a tough opponent. Christian Palace is doing a great job here, just a freshman. And really is only, I think this might be his fourth, maybe fifth varsity matchup. And
ooh, and there's a real good, I guess you'd probably call that a butcher. Yep. And Drain gets Palace over on his back, and with 38 seconds to go, Palace in a little bit of trouble right here, Jason.
Christian doing everything he can to get off his back here, and this is going to be a pin for Adam Drain. Christian Palace, young man, you keep your head up, son. That is one of the top wrestlers in the entire state, Adam Drain. He'll be fighting for a championship, and you are just a freshman, and you look at his body, Joe, he is getting it done in the weight room.
Well, there's another guy getting it done in the weight room for the Mediapolis Bulldog squad. And that is Stephen Holloway. He collects a forfeit at 182 pounds, makes the score 52-6.
Wow,
52-6.
I'm pretty happy for Christian there. That's Holloway. Did you see that? That's a kid, a sophomore.
Yeah, Ethan Timmerman. He's 35-8 on the year at 195 pounds.
There are rock quarries with less rocks on. Wow.
Yep, it is a good-looking squad. Hey, want to thank People's State Bank and Quality Ag Service and Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home for bringing you live wrestling action here on 96.7 KIIC. This 195-pound match is going to feature Christian Summers for your Albia Blue Demons. He's going to be going up against Ethan Timmerman.
Last match is as a Blue Demon wrestler.
Well, this is going to be an historic event then. Let's see if Christian can't pull off the big upset here at 195 pounds.
Well,
he's in there now with a single leg. Good job by Timmerman.
Oh, quick shot.
Spinning out of it. And
they have got that down. They have absolutely
2-0 the score with that spin move there by Timmerman. And it's just a shuck and a spin is what it is. And they get the Blue Demons a little bit out on their front foot. And we've seen it so many times tonight. And now here's a tilt being applied. And Christian Summers tries to roll out of it. If he can keep a hold of the head, he's going to be able to get some back points and a reversal, but a great job by Timmerman. Timmerman's kind of out of control right now. He's got the front headlock in. He leads 4-1, Christian Summers out in front now. It looks like he's going to get a one-point escape here with a minute 12 to go, and there it is, 4-1 the score. And really, Christian, he tried to roll out of that thing and get some back points and make a big move on Ethan Timmerman. And Timmerman caught him just long enough before he got loose to get a two-point takedown, folks. Now Timmerman tries the fireman's carry. Nice sprawl by Christian Summers. He uses those big muscular legs to stop that. But then Timmerman drops down to a single leg, elevates, and gets the two-point takedown to make the score 6-1 at 195 pounds.
Cradle in right at the edge of the mat. It's going to go off the mat. And they'll have to reset here, and they will. 6-1 here. Last contest of the night. And it's been a good night. You know, Joe, Albia came in tonight. Mediapolis was the clear favorite. When you send 13 wrestlers to your districts, you've got a potent team.
Hey, we were the underdogs against Washington, and we put a 15-point knot on their noggins. And I think the Blue Demons are going to have a lot of positive things to look forward to for next year. And one of them that's going to be big, I think, is going to be getting some of those younger kids that watch this Blue Demon squad come out. And, oh, there's a chicken wing, and Christian Summers just cannot quite get over it. And there's going to be a couple of back points awarded here for Ethan Timmerman.
Boy, Christian doing a good job
Christian
of holding on
just
to the leg.
About rolled out of it, and this Timmerman has been in trouble a couple times from Christian Summers, but he's just been able to roll out of it. And speaking of rolling out of it, we rolled out of the first period with a 9-1 score. So Christian Summers, he lives to wrestle for a couple more minutes here, Jason.
Yeah, you know, he was really thrilled to be a part of a great season by this Blue Demon wrestling team, and he's looking forward now to helping his teammates get better as they work into districts.
That is right. That is right.
Throw
and there's
a headlock
Olympic headlock by Ethan Timmerman. Christian Summers got just a little bit out of position, and with 1:45 left, it's looking tough. And there it is. That is going to advance the score to 58-6. We've got an open weight at 220 pounds. So your final from Mediapolis, 64-6. Blue Demons go down in defeat to the number 3 ranked squad in the state after knocking off the 13th ranked squad, the Washington Demons. So Mediapolis Bulldogs get it done against the Blue Demons. And, hey, we went one-on-one on tonight. We're going to bring you more wrestling on 96.7 KIIC Saturday from Knoxville. And Joe Miller's going to bring you the 1A stuff from, I think it's Pleasantville, isn't it?
That's right. Dr. Adler, we want to thank Dr. Adler, Albia Motor, Barker Implement, Benton Place Apartment, Bluff Creek Archery, the Sheridan Valley REC, and Community First Credit Union.
Also want to thank the Jones Boys at Hardee's, Sigourney Tractor and Implement, Centerville Tractor and Implement, Bloomfield Tractor and Implement, and Falvey Lumber.
Good friends at Dewey Motor Company and Edwards Jones, First Iowa State Bank, Garver's Animal Health Center, Hammer Medical Supply, and where there's a helpful smile in every aisle at Hy-Vee in Albia.
Also, Tharp Funeral Home, Belzer Equipment, Sheriff Dan and Pat Johnson, Rick Whistler at B&W Plumbing and Heating, Kness Manufacturing, Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa, and the great folks on the north side of the square, Summers Insurance.
Big thank you to Dean and Michael Lathrop, Jim and Charlie's Mix Furniture, Farm Bureau, Monroe County Hospital Clinics, People's State Bank, and Quality Ag Services in Albia with all your ag-related services.
And don't forget, Senate Pierce Foster Funeral Home and Summers Car Credit. And if you folks listen in, the great merchants and folks around Albia, Sheraton, Knoxville, anywhere you can hear 96.7, if you want to be a part of the sponsorship of this great sport they call high school wrestling, like Dan Gable said, there's nothing else like it. You can do that by calling the station, 932-2112, to help sponsor Blue Demon Athletics, as well as your own hometown athletics.
The Southern Iowa wrestling coverage that we're going to bring, Joe, there's none like it. And for the advertiser, the listening audience is really hard to put a finger around. We'll get anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 texts while we're up there. The amount of coverage you get all over the world for your advertising dollars, this will not be. There will not be a better place to put your advertising dollars. One, to support the kids, but more importantly, to get the coverage that we're going to bring from Wells Fargo.
Hey, it's a great thing. Oskaloosa, the school's up there. They have a monitor in the office of the schools, and they listen to us on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. And when there's an Oskaloosa kid wrestling up there at Wells Fargo, they put it on the school intercom. All the Southern Iowa schools are going to do that this year, and that is a great place to have your voice heard, and we are going to bring it all to you starting Saturday with district action, and then continue right on following Thursday when we bring you live high school championship action from the well.
For Joe Sinclair, this is Jason Summers saying so long from Mediapolis. Joe will be on the air Saturday bringing you all that district coverage from Knoxville. Jay Mill will be on bringing you all the coverage from Pleasantville. For Scotty Fry, the best support operator in the business, running the board, making sure this got on the air through all the challenges, we want to thank you and our advertiser for making this possible. You've been listening to Blue Demon Wrestling.
All right, thanks, guys. It is 8:50 p.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC. Don't forget, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Dan Stocker will have the call with the Moravia girls basketball team hosting Mormon Trail in the first round of Class 1A Regionals. You can hear that game right here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. Thanks for listening tonight. 36 degrees here on Thunder Country KIIC. Have a good evening.